We call it land rights now. It's a global call to action on indigenous and community land rights. So we basically would like to urge governments to scale up the support to indigenous and community land rights by 2020, to double the amount that is under indigenous and community control for lots of reasons, including the realization of the Sustainable Development Goals.
Obviously, historically, land rights have been absolutely key to the whole issue of indigenous people's rights throughout the world, haven't they?
Absolutely. Indigenous people's land rights, have they been secure? We're talking about refugees now. In some of the other rooms, you probably have had less refugees. We would have had less desertification. We would have had less deforestation. We'd have had less loss of the water resources and more sustainable use of lands and forests, and which have been recognized partially in the Sustainable Development Goals, but more strongly in the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, which was supplemented with the outcome document of the World Conference on Indigenous Peoples a few years ago. But there's political support. So we would like to say that this is a win-win game. Indigenous and other communities get control over the resources. They know how to manage them. They have the indigenous traditional knowledge, innovations. Let them do it, and there is evidence from the ground, from Brazil to Indonesia to Bangladesh, that indigenous peoples and some local communities are managing forests and other natural resources far more sustainably than governments are.
And do you feel that you're getting enough support, that you're even being heard properly by governments here? I mean, obviously many of whom have got problems with indigenous communities who they simply haven't given enough rights to in the past.
Well, I think amongst others, there are two things that is a problem, that sometimes governments are actually acting on it. Of course, they could act better and do more, but they don't want to sign up and say, put my name down to achieve these targets by 2020, what we were asking them to. And the other thing is, in some countries, there's this issue about the terminology indigenous peoples. Sometimes governments, particularly in Asia and Africa, would like to call their indigenous peoples other than as indigenous peoples. And our point from the Permanent Forum, of which I'm a member, as an indigenous activist, as a citizen of this world, is that indigenous peoples is the term used by the United Nations. Now, the dichotomy, the differences between indigenous, tribal, ethnic, nomads, that's not there in UN documents anymore. And the states and the indigenous peoples and those governments are free to call themselves whatever they can agree upon. So putting the terminology aside, let's deal with these peoples, different groups who are calling themselves indigenous, as long as it's a win-win situation for both the indigenous peoples and the states, and in many cases for business as well.
But so how can the UN help to apply pressure on the ground to turn sort of, you know, these fine words and aspirations into a reality for indigenous people around the world?
One, the UN can support the governments in adopting national plans and programs and legislation in carrying out, in implementing the Sustainable Development Goals. It can break those myths and what I would call the demonification of recognizing indigenous rights by showing that these are the countries we have recognized their territorial and other rights.
So name and shame.
Just the opposite, actually. Name and encourage
persuade
them. Persuade. Come and tell us your success stories. Bangladesh, where I'm from, our Prime Minister led a movement, some steps recently, to amend a law to form a land commission to resolve disputes between indigenous peoples and others. The civil court.
So diplomacy and persuasion are more important than scolding?
In many cases, yes. And if they are doing good, let's do better. Let's forget all those things and see that, you know, behind all this is something which is beneficial for all of us. So let's do it. Otherwise, the Sustainable Development Goals, which is leaving out millions and millions of indigenous peoples, they were left out in the MDGs, then it won't work for all.